Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, a little national politics as we continue to play car wash music all day. A reminder is about an hour ago when a federal judge said, Donald Trump, the Constitution matters. And you can go through a very difficult and onerous and complex and complicated process to change the Constitution. But you can't change the Constitution by executive order. So ending birthright citizenship. The federal judge said blatantly unconstitutional. So as of now, that story is over. Also, Lisa Murkowski, the center-right Republican from Alaska, has come out as the first Republican to say, I'm not voting for Pete Hegseth. There's too much out there. Then you also, in the last few minutes, had John Ratcliffe, who at one point was a fiery Republican congressman, get approved as the CIA director for Donald Trump. So a couple nominations have been approved. We had the Christie Nome hearings. We don't even have Tulsi Gabbard hearings yet. That's going to be feisty. And buckle up, get your popcorn. One RFK Jr. sits down. 1,000% he should not be approved for this office, in my opinion. Let's get to some other items. So we talked a couple times about Lauren Sanchez. Let's be honest. Lauren Sanchez is an attractive woman who was in TV for a long time, but now has become even more of an Instagram star, only heightened by the fact that she's been engaged for a long time to the second wealthiest man on the planet, Jeff Bezos. Lauren is not afraid in any way to show her fitness, including at the inauguration, where normally in the day it is a little more conservative for inauguration, and then the ball, you do what you want. Well, with Lauren on Inauguration Day, some of us called it Boobs Are Us because she was not afraid to show off her boobs. And there were memes of Zuckerberg leaning over, RFK Jr. leaning over. Jared Kushner leaning over. It became a bit of a topic. We joked about it with Rena yesterday. I had moved on, but then I did note that Megyn Kelly, who, when Megyn Kelly was at Fox, I thought she was an outlier. Like, was she center right then? Yeah. But she was really good, in my opinion. You don't have to agree. And would hold Republicans' feet to the fire. Would she go off the reservation at times? Like, sure. Just a reminder, I'm on Fox. But we would find out that Roger Ailes harassed her and was disgusting to her like he was to many other women. And Megyn Kelly was hired because she's smart, she's good on air, and she's attractive. When she went to NBC, I thought it was idiotic. When she interviewed Alex Jones, who I detest. I don't detest Donald Trump. I just disagree. I think Alex Jones is a loathsome, disgusting human being for what he's done. And again, a reminder, in court, he admitted, in a divorce court, trying to get his kids, his lawyer admitted, this is a bit. He doesn't really mean this. He's just playing a character. And so if she wants to interview Alex Jones, fine. Show the public what a vile person he is. Remember they posed for pictures wearing sunglasses? Like we're buddies. And you're like, Because NBC paid her like $25 million. And she was a part of the Today Show. And then she had her own Sunday night show. And I thought that was stupid. I thought she ended up getting kind of a raw deal there. I really did. I thought too many people just said Fox, Fox, Fox. And it was dumb to pose that way with Jones. But I thought some other stuff she did good. She also was the one in the first Republican debate in 16 where, well, that one might have even still been 15, right? Probably was. Where the Trump phenomenon was just starting and when she asked a valid question about his belittling of women. And when he said Rosie O'Donnell, she pushed back because she's a damn good journalist when she wants to be. She's really good. And then afterwards, what did he make reference to? Her period. I mean, how gross. Like, she was asking these questions. She wasn't herself. You know, she was bleeding from her you-know-what, I think was his phrase. So, and then they did this get-together later, and it was, I thought it was like, what are you doing? Come on. You're a journalist. You asked a very valid question. But I'm sure there was a lot of pressure on Fox. He's our guy. Look at the numbers we're getting. By the way, CNN got huge numbers from Trump during the 2016 campaign. So she's reinvented herself, and she gets to do it. And she's having a ton of success where she, I'd say, has thrown out about her traditional journalism, okay? About 70%. And now she's Trump MAGA. By the way, she gets to be. I'm not faulting her in any way. But she kind of plays it both ways, right? Now, does she call out Trump occasionally? Rarely. It's getting more and more rare. It just is. By the way, you're allowed to change your opinion. And that's fine. And to be honest, in the talk business right now, it's more profitable. It's an easier way to succeed to either be definitely to the right or definitely left. And by the way, definitely to the right is having way more success.
Yes.
Than definitely left.
And don't waver because then you're going to tick off all the people that have come to you for that way to the right or way to the left.
That's it. That's it. Even when you know there's hypocrisy all over the place, look the other way, spin it whatever you want. And so the other day, she's mocking Lauren Sanchez and saying, well, she dressed like a hooker. Ann Coulter, who, I mean, at one point was about far right, as far right can get. My God, she's borderline center right now. And she responded to Megyn Kelly, and I did get a chuckle out of it when I saw it yesterday, and then was reminded again today when, again, Megyn Kelly saying, dressing like a hooker. And Ann Coulter responded this issue. How do you want to describe this picture of Megyn Kelly, which I forget which major magazine. Might have been Vanity Fair.
Yeah, or GQ or something.
How would you describe this photo of Megyn Kelly?
Sultry.
She's
little black dress, very plunging at the top.
Yeah. Boobs are falling all over the place.
Yes, the hair, you know, the just got out of bed playing with the hair look. Yeah.
So it's kind of funny that Megyn Kelly is lecturing someone about this when, first of all, she was harassed by a complete sleazebag in Roger Ailes and was hired just, because you're a babe, right? And then if she wants to put a picture out of herself looking attractive, fine, that's her call. That's her call. And you're right. This is come hither. I'm attractive. It's messy. I'm playing here. And I don't know if it's lingerie, black dress. And here are my boobs.
I'll read the news.
Yeah, I'll read the news, right? And then she's pointing out somebody else is a hooker. Pot meat kettle. Right? I don't think she's a hooker. I don't think Sanchez is a hooker either in any way. But it is kind of funny when you're mocking somebody for showing off their looks.
No.
And by the way, when she was on Fox, again, I thought she was really good, journalism. They showed off her legs every single time.
That's what Fox does, man.
Every single time.
Oh, yeah. Fox loves the legs.
Every single time.
Now, can Megan say, well, look, I took that picture, posed at a photo shoot for a magazine or wherever it was, whereas Lauren Sanchez is dressed like that at the, you know, bleeping presidential inaugural.
Sure.
There's a big difference there, Chad. And
she could try to make that argument. It's a fair argument. But come on. There's a little bit of hypocrisy, right?
Oh, sure. There is.
You know, and it's easier for her to. That's part of the brand, though. That is part of it. And by the way, it's working very well. Egg prices are rising nearly 37%. And a lot of this is not tied to Biden. It's not tied to Trump. It's the recent bird flu outbreak.
I called it the Biden bird flu.
Yeah, he did. He, along with the pardons, he attacked birds. As the story points out that we both saw, December 2023, a dozen eggs, grade A, large eggs, they were $2.51, December 2023. By the way, I didn't see many of those, by the way, at that price. But according to this story, I believe it. It's from Fox Business, noted left-leaning. Now they're $4.15. Donald Trump told us that inflation was going to go away. He was going to end the war with Ukraine and Russia. When? Day one.
Well, he just hasn't made the phone call yet.
He has been extraordinarily busy. I'm not saying that in any way. An onslaught of executive orders. So to say he's just laying around, that's a total lie. That's a total lie.
And now he's got to fight the executive orders that are already getting thrown back in his face.
That is correct. If you're a Trump supporter, how much leeway are you going to give him on inflation? Because, and also, if we start seeing the market going up and he's touting that, are you also going to acknowledge that the stock market absolutely soared under Joe Biden? Because it did. Inflation was real. Trying to slow down or resolve what happened in Ukraine and Russia didn't happen. And a lot of money was sent to Ukraine, as, in my opinion, I think it should have. Now, it looked kind of silly when he would say, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this. And then he pretty much did every one about 6 months after saying, yes, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So
no tanks. I have a couple tanks.
Which Trump promise do you need to see fairly quickly? Trump supporter, observer, Trump detest or whatever, for it to live up to the hype? Because I'm not denying that he isn't doing a lot of things. He is. Including just playing the hits as much as he can, with Hannity last night to Davos today. While some leaders fly to Davos, he just goes in another room, puts the screen up, and he does it that way.
It's fine. Zoom.
I'm not bothered by it at all. What does he need to do? What should he do to show you that he's living up to? Maybe a lot of this immigration stuff, which he's doing. Now, we don't see results yet, but a lot of things have been offered up. And he tried for birthright citizenship. What do you want to see? What should happen early in the Trump administration where you say, and maybe you've seen enough now, you can add that, where you say, it wasn't just bluster. He's going to live up to it. Because the inflation, when he said he was going to, because his only line in inflation is what? Drill, baby, drill. We're producing more oil than we've ever produced in the country's history, including when Donald Trump was president. I mean, oh, that's not true. It is. By neutral party after neutral party after neutral party. Gas prices, do they have to plummet? Because he said that would happen too. What needs to happen quickly? Because he said he was going to change these things quickly. For you to believe that Trump is living up to his word, and if you believe he's already done it, cite examples of what he's done, because he's offered a lot of executive orders. 651-461-9226. Among the texts on the Trump conversation, again, I'll repeat it. Which ones do you want to see some results quickly? I never said they needed to happen by now. I'm using his quotes. His quotes were, I'm going to end the Ukraine-Russia war on day one. That's not me. That's Donald Trump. We're going to lower prices right away. And he signed an endless amount of executive orders. So I'm not saying he's not doing anything in any way. But I'm just asking, which ones do you really think for him to live up to his word and for the betterment of the country need to happen quickly? So let's look at some of the texts here. Come on, Chad. It's only been a few days. But at least he's telling everyone, including the world business leaders, that the U.S. intends to be a leader again. Your detest for Trump is getting old, but I'll keep listening because outside of Trump, you're good to listen to. Thanks. Well, I appreciate the listen. I really, really do. I'm not saying that everything needs to be perfect now. But Dave, he's the one, Donald John Trump, and he won. He kicked his opponent's butt. He won in the swing states 7-0. And by the way, if he had a mandate, then Joe Biden had a mandate because they had the same total. But Donald Trump's the one who said, these problems we'll solve right away. I wish it was that easy. It's complex. It's complicated. And here's something out of his control. Not his fault in any way, the bird flu. Zero. But let's just be honest. If this would have happened during the election and bird flu would have happened and it was more of a talker and the egg prices would have jumped, Donald Trump would not have provided nuance.
No, of course not. Nobody does.
Anyway.
If you're the president, you get hit with everything, good or bad. We talk about it with gas prices with Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy. You know, how many times has he been on the show and said, how much does a president have to do with whether the price is high or low? Zilch.
Yeah, you're right. I was thrilled by Biden's more tech plan to reduce prescription costs for seniors. Trump rescinded immediately. And why? So much for lowering prices. That was ridiculous. Stopping the funding for infrastructure. Why? That's petty. Taking away the Secret Service protection from John Bolton is uber, uber petty. And there's only one reason why he did it, because Bolton was smashing him on networks constantly. It's been out there for a while that Iran, along with trying to kill Donald Trump, too. And I condemn the attacks instantly. I still think it's shameless and embarrassing that we don't know more about the first attempt on Trump's life. We don't know enough. I said that a couple days after. We still don't know enough. But John Bolton has a hit on him from Iran. And the only reason we all know it, the only reason why Trump took that out is he hated Bolton and all the criticism he offered towards him. If that would have been any other circumstance with someone else who had a hit from Iran but had praised Trump, there's zero chance they would have taken that away, right? Zero.
Yes.
We all know Trump speaks in a hyperbole, exaggeration, imprecise language, but he sticks to most of his themes. Well, he does. Okay, all that's correct. All that is correct. But on the economy, Trump made valid points. But he also is a brilliant marketer. And Joe Biden is an atrocious marketer. They could not sell the better parts of the economy because when you went to the grocery store, everything seemed more expensive. Want to know why it seemed more expensive? Because it was. Trump has the ability with his followers to convince them at minimum is going the right way. Biden, and it's probably related to his intellectual decline, which this show called out incessantly, couldn't make that case. And that's a part of it. So we're talking about the number of illegals out. That would be big. If the violent individuals, if that's who he's targeting, and he has success, that would be a big victory, and he would deserve plenty of credit. CBS Susie and then Jason and Bill Guerin next hour.